The Sentai Review, episode 183, Shuriken Sentai Ninja Mecha. Alright, so we're back.
And we're not doing a series this time.
No series.
Thank God.
Woohoo!
We are going to kick through the robots, the rest of the robots. Our idea here now is to run through every robot that's left and catch us up to date.
And it should be about like five or six robo series.
We're on 2015, and so we only got to get to 2019, and then if they release something by the time we get there, we'll review that, to be fair.
Right.
So the only other thing that we have to worry... After that, we're probably going to go back and look at Galaxy, Lost Galaxy, because if we stop doing the series altogether, we're going to be in trouble.
Right.
So we'll finish the robots, do Galaxy, then we'll hop off Galaxy
back
and go back to Kamen Rider and start a rotation. So that's... We'd like to finish one more major topic point.
Right.
We're done with costumes. Let's get done with robots. That's our goal now.
Well, done until next year.
Well, that's we're done.
But yeah. Also, I'm back.
So
yay.
Oh yeah.
Don't we have the other problem too? Because truth be told, I'm too busy playing sweet ass mobile phone Gundam game. Go get it.
What
join
other
us.
Problem?
It's fun. Don't we have to go back and cover the movie now that they've decided that they're going to reboot the fucking movies again?
Ooh, yeah, okay, now that you mention it, we do need to go back and we need to actually watch and review that movie at the same type of scrutiny that we've given everything else.
Yeah.
So that's before Galaxy. So that's the next step. We finish Robots, watch that movie, critique that movie, then we create a rotation, and then we do Lost Galaxy.
I'm down with that because I really enjoyed that movie both times I went and saw it in theaters.
So that should be fine.
Right. Okay, now the normal business. Round the room.
Yep, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, let's open up this folder. It's been a minute.
Boy.
We are starting on Bison. First, we're going to Bison King. There's one frickin' photo, so ready for
greatness.
The
good thing is, once again, one picture for each thing. One picture.
Okay. Well, let's see what he is. Oh, I clicked the... Oh, no. It worked out. There we go. Oh, what the mother... What the fuck?
The fuck is this thing?
I think it's your cowboy guitar grandpa Zord. Because he's got the star and the hat, and he's your Western cowboy ranger.
Is he?
You know the guy that you had a hard on for when we saw these costumes.
Is he built from the Zeo thing? Is that the old red Zeo Zord thing that existed and we repurposed it? Because that's
maybe
its head, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it does kind of look like the head, doesn't it?
Anyways, robot cowboy.
Yeehaw.
Now you gotta ask yourself one thing. Did he fire five shots or six? Well, do you feel lucky, punk?
I kind of like it, actually. I'm not gonna lie. It's different.
I mean, there's parts of it I like, but some of it I don't.
He has his Elvis tassels here and Elvis tassels here. He doesn't have any spurs. I'm disappointed. Where's his cowboy spurs?
All right, that's an automatic point loss for no spurs.
Freaking buzzsaws on the back of his heels. There should have been there.
And that would have been great for keeping him standing up. He could have used those as, you know, little braces. So.
Well, no, because that's what his fucking car tire wheels are for his fucking shoulders. In case he falls over, he could drive the fuck away and stand back up. And then he's got tires because they're fucking basically bottle caps. to keep his ass standing upright so you don't knock him over.
The one big problem I have with this is he's got that stupid... Alright, so you know how a lot of the Westerner cowboy type guys always got those big-ass belt buckles with, like, a fucking bison head or some shit on that?
Right.
He's wearing it on a shirt.
Well,
bison.
Yeah, because, you know, Japanese cowboy is different from fucking Texas rancher down there in the great old big old state of Texas.
I don't think there was a Japanese cowboy.
Yeah, no.
There's been several Japanese cowboys. Go back to some of the Kamen Riders running around in fucking cowboy hats and jackets.
That's fandom level. That's fandom level cowboy shit. I don't think there were actual Japanese cowboys. I mean, sure, maybe some of them came over here and fucking lived cowboy life, but I'm pretty sure that was our stuff. Cowboys.
Right, but you know what I mean, though.
We have space cowboys. Yeah.
Somebody hit him for me. I'm too fucking tired.
Next!
I always wondered how that girl's shirt stayed on.
Right?
When they did the show. Like, Faye, I didn't question it. She had a button, but that one girl, the cowgirl... did the bounty hunting program. Uh-huh. She would always come on screen like "Badow!" and her physic defying yabanations would bounce around, and that thing never went anywhere.
You know
shirt.
You know what that is, Bill? That's futuristic scotch tape. That's what that is.
that's futuristic double sided scotch tape.
Right.
Space tape.
Yeah.
Space tape.
Space.
So, anyways, there's that guy. Rate him. I'm giving him a 2. I don't hate him. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm not a cowboy dude, and I think he's kind of dumb.
Having used to be a big cowboy person when I was a little kid, he gets a 2.2 because he sucks.
Damn. 4.
Like, he doesn't even have a belt buckle.
3.5.
I like him.
I like him a lot.
Eh,
but not enough to give him a 4.
And the brim on his hat's not even wide enough.
I'll give him a 2.3. So we divide that by the 5. He's a 2.8. He's not terrible.
That will take us to Bison King Drago.
Drago! Is this him in car form? Nope.
He's got a...
Nope. I'm disappointed.
What the fuck?
Nope. Disappointed.
I think this is a toy only...
No, that's not a toy. That's in a city. It's for filming.
That's not Drago.
But he's got, like, the fucking dinosaur shit. What, like, Shane? He did a team up with the dino guys.
Yeah, that kind of dropped it down for me.
And this counts as a secondary form.
That upsets you that that's not Dolph Lundgren?
Yes, that's not Dolph Lundgren. Has nothing to do with Lundgren.
No, it's Lundgren's horrible kid in this weird sequel.
That's not Drago. What the fuck? Dude, he looks like... Look, what the fuck is going on right here?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's what I said. He's got a fucking dinosaur shit like it's somebody took the toys and fucking made this as a toy. I'm not sure if that's even the real dude or not. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty
sure
it is.
Yes, I see buildings, but
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's not a toy. I think that's costume. Because the way the ankles move, those toys never get... Until you start getting into, like, the really expensive toys.
Right. No, I suppose I can give you that. I just keep looking at the fucking dino head.
Is that a sword
and
he's
his
using?
Fist.
No, that is how
I
dumb
don't
that
know,
guy
Shane.
Looks in the
because
show.
Because if that's a sword... It looks like a broken sword.
Yeah, it's broken. Like, it's missing the tip.
Yeah.
Drago is disappointed. This guy gets fucking 1.5.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 0.6.
I'll have a bit of mercy. I'll go to
that dinosaur thing ruins it. Every little bit of credibility he had really ruins it.
Weapon thing he's got ruins it. Both of those fuck this up.
I think that looks really dumb.
Yeah, like I said, I think this is something with the dino guys, but that guy got a 1.32, so moving on.
Okay, we're done with that. So far, Bison King is winning. So now we are on Gekaitsu Daio.
You're a Deketsu Gaio.
Well, no, that's definitely not me.
You're right. That's cooler than you are.
Oh, my God. Me and you have very different opinions.
I was being sarcastic, you dumb
I'm
twat.
On fire.
He has a
panda on
a foot,
and he's got a little lion on the other foot. That's kind of neat, right? Right.
And then he's got a wolf bitey hand.
And is that a dragon bitey hand on the other side?
Probably. I don't know. Looks kind of like a shark.
Was this on loan from a Ninjor?
This is. I don't know.
He looks like a fucking pachinko machine. Or it's,
you know what?
He looks
got
like
flame
the,
decals so he can go faster, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
He looks like everybody's fucking PT Cruiser from the fucking 1990s.
You remember those old phones where you had to spin the dial thing?
Oh, a rotary phone?
Yeah, a rotary phone. It's kind of what his chest looks like.
Actually, it looks like...
For the children that are out there who don't understand that reference, ask your grandparents about rotary phones.
Ask them about all those motherfuckers that had a 9 in their number that they were like, do I even want to call this motherfucker?
2.5.
Which is great for all of us around here because there was always 1-9 in the number because of the fucking area code.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
We didn't call nobody around here.
You
walked to
guy?
A motherfucker's house.
Give it 2.5.
Yeah, he already rated
2.5.
Him. Seth, you see all those flames, though? It's like your Zord is tearing ass across the city.
But it's standing still. Still, Zords run deep.
technically, it'd be still Rangers run deep.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because you got to worry about what's inside the pool, which is the water.
But no, still but it's not the pool. Deep.
So, yes, right. I'm
so
giving that guy...
Zord.
I agree. Yeah, fun too. Fuck this guy.
A 1.5.
Fuck this pachinko-looking fucking rotary phone fire hat motherfucker.
He is not looking good for this series.
Fuck it, too.
Does he have a leaf on the top of his head?
It might be on fire if
this
it
man,
is.
No, that's the symbol for the Red Ranger.
That is a dumb leaf clover.
Each one of them has their symbol. So the Pink Ranger, the White Ranger, the Blue Ranger, the Yellow Ranger, Red Ranger is the head. So it's still kind of on theme. But the theme of this is, again, my uncle's 1995 PT Cruiser. Fuck you. So this man has a 2.1. Moving on.
Oh, my God. That was awful. This is somebody's favorite show. I know it is.
Was it Ha-Ho?
We're going to Ha-Ho. Ha-Ho. Ha-Ho.
Away.
Gekitatsu fucking Dio.
Yeah.
Okay, let's fucking see.
I don't know.
This
so far, this entire series can die. Oh,
this is the best serial.
What the fuck is this?
That's the fuck you fire the everything. But
you talk about my fucking pyramid. Look at this dumb shit.
Yeah,
you're right. It's on about the same level of dumb shit.
No, this is fucking ridiculous.
But, Billy,
he looks like a fucking float for a parade.
That just got flipped backwards.
He's got a bird. He's got a bird
on
the head.
Somebody.
He's got a bird head. He got a bird.
This
little
is
birdie.
Fucking awful.
Tweet, 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 little birdie.
One. Same.
He's not on the level of other mecha that I have seen in my day. Yeah, fucking,
Shane's giving it a one.
Fucking one. Fuck,
point
fuck
two.
This guy.
I gave him a one because he has a birdie.
0.84. Moving on.
Because I'll tank this motherfucker.
Funny, because he's made out of a tank.
I know, that's why okay. I said it.
Ha-O Shurikenjin.
Please don't suck as bad as the last guy.
I have very little hope. I'm sticking with a one. It's the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
Some difference.
It's the same outer shell. That's what it's going to be.
Yes, but this time there's a little Red Ranger on the top.
Sticking with a one.
Got a little Red Ranger sitting on top.
Zero.
All right, so what I'm seeing here is the Red Ranger sitting on top of this weird tank mech-looking thing.
Is that a USB hole on the
with the Zord sitting there? Inside like it's an open-ended cockpit. Yes.
This is a guy sitting on a mech with a mech sitting in that mech and a mech sitting in that mech.
That's why I gave it a zero.
Let me tell you something. That's when you know you're the leader.
Hey, Bill. What did I give the last guy?
0.2.
Hey, guess what? It's 0.2.
Fucking sucks.
Five.
Let's go back to robots.
Are you being legit?
Hey, I didn't suggest it.
Two. Okay.
I like this one better than the other one.
Okay. So that's a .84, which I think was the same as the last
one. No, it was slightly better than the last one.
Okay, because it was a red
ring. It was just a .8 last time, I think.
Anyway.
Ha-o, to Q Dio.
Oh, Christ.
To Q, oh,
yep,
boy.
Yep, exactly. You heard it right.
Yep.
We got trains.
Once again, now it's just the train guy sitting inside of that guy.
Somehow it's sitting.
So, like, if he drives...
Looks like it's photoshopped in there.
It probably fucking is.
It's the toys shit. This has been happening since they came out. There's been a bunch of these toy variant mechs that use their pieces.
Hey, Seth.
Point two?
It's a point two.
Okay, I'm sticking with the one.
Yep, fucking one.
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 If he drives with his train pecker.
So, .84. Moving on.
King Shurikenjin.
Please don't suck. It's kind of not bad.
What the fuck is going on with his feet? Giant.
Weird Nike-ass fucking eraser shoes?
Yes,
well, strange. It's the fucking dinosaur fucking head with the fucking dinosaur tail sword that looks like it's fucking cut in half that fucking Grandpa Bison had on top of the fucking main zord. Yeah, he's too old to be M. Bison.
The guy sitting inside?
Yeah, with the guy sitting inside of it.
No, the guy's sitting inside of his dick.
No, on that's the dick.
This, hold on, wait a minute.
There's a dude in the dick.
No. Hold the fuck up.
That is an ab seat.
Hold the fuck up. These are the dumb motherfuckers that we made fun of the Red Ranger for being an emo, whiny bitch boy, where if you fucking hold myself up, I'm gonna fucking cut myself with my sword and slip my wrists. You guys need to hold me up in my fucking king chair. It's the same guys, right?
Yeah, it's the same guys.
Yep.
So then that's what the fuck that is. That's the Red Ranger's mech being like, I'm not even fusing with you guys. You guys carry my mech around. Do work.
Because I'm the leader.
Because I'm the leader.
Thank you for reminding me. Because you know what this guy gets?
Fucking zero.
A zero.
Yeah.
One.
Because fuck
Point
that
five.
Ranger.
This show's fucking dumb looking. One.
You know what? No, hold on. I got to take that back. It's a 1.5 because it's not as shit as everything else. It's still shit, but not as shit. It's like the difference between being constipated and having diarrhea for 5 hours.
That's a pretty big difference, Seth.
Now when it's super bad constipation for 3 days.
Shane has
to
let
us
scoring.
Anyway.
1.5.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to...
Wait.
We're going to let Seth do basic math.
I'm sorry, this show sucks. I'm trying.
Hey, look! Motherfucker got a one!
Shocking. Lion Ha-O.
Oh, he's
going to
get the lion.
I'm going to laugh when it doesn't.
It's a fucking lion.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look! That's the fucking thing that carries everybody else around with a guy in it. Hey! A guy!
I really hate these mechs.
1.5. I'm done with this guy.
You know, this reminds me of a time that the RX-79 EZ-8 punched a guy in the face for literally sitting right out in the open with the cockpit open.
Good.
I can't help but hope that fucking happens again.
You know what?
There's a big difference.
That man is protected by a powerful cloth suit. While... Your Zeon
it's
man.
It's rubber, actually, probably. Or spandex.
No, I think it's
probably
spandex. Yeah, no.
It's a combination because they wear like a cotton undergarment thing, and then they wear the spandex
the power
on top
grid.
Of it. Because they wear basically like a giant body sock.
The power grid protects him. While your Zeon man, he had nothing but fucking hopes and dreams. Now he no longer has hopes and dreams.
You know, I recall a Zord that we shat on pretty hard because they literally only had little glass orb bubbles protecting them.
We'll get to those.
Oh, is that future proofing?
Oh, that's
future. Yes.
Oh, that's my bad.
That's the
I remember
engine.
We looked at it,
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and we all shit on it.
Yeah, that's
no. probably going to shit on it a little bit again.
We made fun of some concepts.
Nowhere near as bad as this.
This guy fucking sucks.
This guy gets a 0.5.
Yeah. It's just fucking one.
Okay, you know, for me,
goddamn show's got
the overall design, I don't really mind. The middle piece with the ranger sitting there can fuck off. Two.
Here's the thing. I agree with Scott. Like, overall, I love how it looks. Like, the red, the gold. There's a line on the chest. But
it needs to eat that ranger right there.
But easy eight punch.
What's making it... What I don't like is that I don't like him sitting outside of it. So, I was going to give this thing a 3. I'm going to drop it to a 2.5.
I just want the easy eight punch. Every fucking guy I see in this show gets easy
1.
8 punch.
1.5, moving on.
There is a theme.
Hey, look, two left.
Otomo Min, Rodeo Maru.
Two mechs left that have different forms in each.
Right, forgot about the folder and folder.
Hey! Oh. All right, this guy, I
four.
Actually like
that's not
better
bad
than the
four.
Others.
Four. He looks like Rockin' Man from Mega Man.
Right.
This one reminds me of the Red Thunder Zord that changed from the dragon to the... person?
I can't believe I don't hate this guy. He's so dumb.
Well, compared to the others we have seen this day,
exactly.
Right. This man is awesome.
And there's nobody sitting on his tummy.
Right.
It's true.
This guy
and
gets
air
a fucking 3.7.
I'm at a 3.5 for this guy.
4.5.
Okay, this guy.
Because I'm so impressed because the rest of it has been so unimpressive, he gets a fucking 4. Because it's the only thing in the series that seems to stand out and not make me sick.
Hey, look, I think this is our winner so far at a 3.94. Shocking.
It's pretty bad.
Now let's wait for his other form.
Otomon Nin Shinbumaru.
Let's see how much it goes downhill.
Oh. Now he's red and gold. He's a fucking
Beetleborg
guy now.
He reminds me of Android Kakiter.
Yeah.
That too.
I don't despise it.
It kind of reminds me of Ultraman.
That
too. Yeah.
The head. The face kind
of reminds There's just a lot of shit there that reminds me of other stuff that doesn't suck.
Funny, so.
I think that it 4. I don't think it changed. I like
I think
it.
It's a 3.5. I don't think it's as cool as Rockin' Blue Dude.
I'll go 3.5.
At 3.2.
What'd you give us, Seth?
He's at a 3.64 because I gave him a 4.
I just left
it alone. It's not
uh-oh.
That
oh,
shit.
That tastes of shit. Shuriken Gatai Shurikenjin.
Why?
Hopefully this is the
There's
fucking
like
base
eight forms.
Yeah, but I think that's because this is the base guy with other shit.
Oh, empty seat man. Give him a 1.
Okay.
0.5.
1.
1.5, because there's not a guy riding in it yet.
What about
1.5?
Yeah,
okay. 1.5.
What'd the empty seat guy get?
A 1.1.
Shurikenjin. Occupied seat man. Give 0. him a 1.
5.
He's part of the head, though. As you can see, the helmet goes on the head.
That's
1.
Fine. He gets fucking 1.
Okay, other than the
fucking dude guy's gonna win this.
I think it's this concept. I'm gonna be honest with you. This every time I see this, my eyes immediately go to this dumb shit right here, and
right.
the rest of them just completely phases out.
Okay,
and I don't even like, and this is just like when we fucking opened up the Dragon Zord and set it on top of the Megazord's head. I thought that was fucking dumb too.
Right.
Okay.
Deuce.
I'm loving the dragon. The white wolf, I love that. I love that shit. Whatever the pink thing is...
I wonder if independently, alone, not as Megazords, if these things are cool.
What's throwing me off is I can see his dangling legs. Like a fucking... Like that Zord is carrying
not They're not dangling.
They're not even
He's
dangling.
He's like
it's
MODOK.
That way.
Yes, it's designed that way. He's like MODOK.
Those
He's got a
little
footstool that
yeah,
he puts his feet
footstools.
On.
But turn him to the side and they're sticking out.
He's fucking future chair Xavier from the X-Men movies.
Right.
What this Zord looks like is it looks like a Papa Zord is carrying a baby Zord in its chest. One of those carrying things that
you... Yeah, one of those baby Bjorns
like fucking Kelly did with their kid the other night.
Yeah.
So it's a Kangazord?
Yes. So, if you didn't have that, this thing would actually look really cool. So I'm going to give it a 2.
We did have without that. It was unoccupied seat Zord. We just left that guy.
That picture was so...
1.3, moving on.
Because it didn't have a face.
It didn't have much of anything.
Is it seriously just going to be Uh-oh. The same shit?
Shuriken Dino.
Yes.
A dino.
I'm pretty sure this is the base, but with extra shit. Oh, hey, look. It looks like fucking toys because it's got the fucking drill thing.
I'm sorry, one.
Yeah.
One.
If the Zord... I mean, yes, he does seem different. But for the most part, we're getting into that thing, and that's what I said I'm going to start doing, is from now on, if they only change, like, one thing... Unless it really fucking impresses me, I'm just going with previous score and moving on.
Yes, yeah, same.
2.5. 5.5, moving on. Oh, wait, hold on. No, I forgot to divide by 5. Duh.
Okay. 5, this guy won.
1.1.
I was going to say, this dude just fucking whooped ass.
I forgot to divide. I'm sorry. I'm so unimpressed. I'm like, ugh.
Shurikenshin Drago.
And no, this is not Dolph Lundgren.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay. I still don't like this seat shit, but I feel like he is
definitely different. Now definitely he's a, yeah.
Give
now
that,
he's a Durgan.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Give this thing a 3.5.
I'm going 3.
I'll go up to 3. I still think this seat thing ruins. I'm telling you, easy 8 punch that motherfucker.
Bill.
I'll give it a 2.
This thing was going to get a 4 if it didn't have that seat.
I know.
It would be higher if it didn't have the seat. Fucking so it gets a 2.
I'm flailing easy 8 punches all day in this review.
Hold on, I'm trying to work backwards. So we'll start at a 5. He's got the fucking seat that drops him 2 points to a 3. He's got the Wolverine claws that drags him up to a 4. Fucking the wings and everything look cool. So we'll leave him at a 4. Well, we'll put him at a 4-5. The feet look absolutely goddamn retarded because of how fucking big they are.
Just give them a
2.5. I actually had to talk that one out because I was so conflicted. 2.8.
Okay. Shurikenshin Pawn. This fucking
porn?
Guy.
Porn? What?
Porn.
Hey, close enough.
See, this dude's different.
He's
he
got to ask
have...
you some Wait, questions.
He still has dumb seat thing, but it doesn't look as
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, that's
because it's like a weird elephant
yeah.
face.
Yeah, it's like
thing.
An Aztec-y elephant.
Which does actually, it helps him that it doesn't look like the sitting man
right.
as much. 4.
This guy gets a 3.5.
Because he needs to ask you.
He's got
to
ask you some questions, Bill, and hopefully it pikes your interest because he ain't cutting you no slack.
I'm still only going to 3.
Chop, chop, bitch.
But I do like the elephant tiki look.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I'll give this man a 4. He's much, much better off. 3.6.
Our viewers at home are fucking groaning from the terrible puns I just rocked.
Okay.
They're groaning because we're giving this dude fucking like, oh my god. Rocks.
Okay, Shurikenshin Pawn UFO Surfer.
What the fuck?
Expect disappointment.
Especially for UFO
Not if
surfer.
It's like a Silver Surfer looking thing, because that's what I'm expecting.
What the fuck? I can't even see it.
I can kind of see it.
This guy gets no score.
Damn you,
I
Google!
See.
Why
I see
have
a hatchet?
You failed me? I see the same legs I always see. I see an asshole sitting in a chair. I see a hatchet, and then I see some blue thing.
This is fucking lower than 144p.
Right?
It's like 60p.
This is like looking at titties on dial-up.
No, this
what
is...
What the fuck?
Seth, this is like trying to
I can't see through the pixels.
Seth, this is like trying to squeak into Skinamax when we were kids.
Yeah.
With the fucking dial TVs.
Yeah, exactly.
Clicking
using the
just,
UHF for
it's
fucking
scrambled porn.
Scrambled porn.
Yes, I've seen better images on scrambled porn, to be honest.
Literally.
Fucking...
So
I'm not rating it. I can't.
Yeah.
There's nothing to see.
Shurikenshin Surfer.
Fuck it.
There.
That's probably what it was supposed to be, but with an axe and the red guy.
Okay, I'm loving the purple. I like the board.
You know, the purple draws away from the fact that there's a dumbass sitting in it. A little bit.
Not as much
no,
as the elephant.
No, now it looks like when we were kids and they'd put the little puppet up and the dude would, like, put his face in the window and pretend to be the puppet. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be a human's head with a little puppet body and be like...
Didn't they have a show on Nickelodeon?
Yes, they had a show on Nickelodeon like that, where the guy put the fucking eyeballs on his
cheeks. Wienerville.
Yes!
Seth.
Yes!
It is still preferable to all the dumb shit we have seen this day.
No, that explanation right there just got this guy a fucking one.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter. This guy doesn't even... Now all I can see is that fucking Nick show.
Right! Exactly!
God damn it. It's a
fucking 1-5.
I'm going to give him
googly eyes on the chin.
Yes!
With the puppet.
Yes!
The guy's upside down.
I'm giving this guy a 2 because he's got a sweet surfboard.
I'm going to go with 2.
I am digging the surfboard. I like
I'll
this.
Be
right, the surfboard's cool.
That
That's why I
image.
Gave him a 0.5. Yeah,
the
no
surfboard,
shit.
The surfboard's got flames.
1.7, moving on.
Bill, in the 90s, that'd be extreme.
Well, this was not the 90s.
Yeah.
This was 2015, which makes him cliche and sad.
Yep.
Shurikenjin Tridoron.
Something. Oh, God. From the.
What the shit?
Well, from the title of this photo, When Cars Meet Ninjas.jpg, something tells me these are some car mothers, but I can't tell which ones.
There is way too much shit going on.
I can see the car in the,
yeah, I can't
the thing
too.
In
right,
the center.
Yeah. I just can't think of which one that is. I don't know if that's supposed to be GoBusters or fucking who.
Easy 8 punch this motherfucker,
right.
Too. Give him a 1.
He gets a 2.
0.5.
1.
There's way too much shit
fucking
going on.
1. So a 1.1.
This is somebody's favorite
show. Oh, good.
Show.
UFO. Last
hey,
guy.
Dude. Bill.
Shurikenjin
this
UFO.
This might be somebody's favorite show, but still rocking out, dude. Just getting the win.
Right. It's kind of a sweet weapon, but...
Okay, I'll give it to you. But then again, it draws me back to the remake of The Green Hornet, where the guy's like, you don't think I'm scary? My gun has 2 barrels. It's very hard to make.
Right.
It's right. All it puts my mind at.
Hey, Bill, do you know what this guy gets?
0.5.
Because it's still just another guy sitting in a chair and changing an arm out.
I don't know, because at least this one, I'm a little bit more acceptable of the guy. I mean, don't get me wrong, the fact that to me it looks like somebody took a bottle opener and smashed it for the fucking head. Like, they took some dollar store toy and, like, took a fucking beer bottle opener and fucking put it on. Like, somebody ripped the head off. Well, there you go. There's a head. Fucking
hey, Seth,
put it in. Moving on.
You remember how I just gave it a 0.5?
Give it a 0?
Give it a 0.1 now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go 2.5.
You talked me into giving it an even lower score.
That's fine.
I'm sticking with 1.
I agree with Scott. 2.5.
Yeah, no, actually, I agree to that of a 2.5. So this man ends up being a 1.08. I think
so
I somehow did the math wrong. Hold on.
Our grand winner.
Oh, no, that's right, because we got a 0.1 from Nick. Okay, never mind.
Our grand winner from fucking 2015 is Rockin' Out Guy.
Rockin' Out Blue Dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true.
That was 30 minutes.
Fucking Easy 8 punch this motherfucking review.
So are we doing 2 and 1?
No,
it's independent episodes.
Yeah,
okay.
But
yeah. Normal episodes, remember, could sit anywhere from about a half hour to an hour. It doesn't have
it's
to
true.
Go.
Some of the costume reviews were only 15 minutes. It's just
right.
That when you get doing the series,
yeah.
We're reviewing such mass content. Material and content.
Yeah, we
like
have
we
to
hit
like,
4 hour marks.
We have to watch, analyze, and review 15 episodes. So let's see.
I still had to watch through because I'm doing screen captures to get some of the images.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So let's see. So if we divide that by 15, so that's about like 16 minutes per episode that we have to talk. So yeah, those get to be a little fucking ridiculous. This, hey, look at that! It's an asshole with the bottle opener head. Next. Oh look, ninjas. Next.
Oh, look, upside down wings. Nick goes on a rant for 5 minutes.
Don't view that plot hole.
No, Zordon's gone.
Well, he is now, yeah.
Fucking next review, next. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.